Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Lengthy Steelers injury report from practice today. Ben Roethlisberger and Marquise Pouncey got veteran days off, but now I'll read the list of players who did not practice because of reported injuries. Deontay Johnson, Juju, Steph Wisniewski, David DeCastro, Zach Banner, Al Villanueva was sick, Stephon Tuitt, and then James Conner, ankle. So I don't know yet if this is just a result of game on Monday, arrest more guys on Wednesday who have a little bit of bumps and bruises that they're still not over from playing a game on a short week on a Monday and wanting to give a little bit more rest. So I think tomorrow will probably give us a better handle of how many of those injuries are more serious and how many of them were just preventative maintenance for today. Washington Post talked to baseball commissioner Rob Manfred, and he said that the overwhelming majority of owners want the expanded playoffs, 8 teams in each league, 16 teams total, to make it every year. The owners tell Rob Manfred what to do. He is a stooge for them. So if the overwhelming majority want it, Chris, I think we'll see more playoffs from here on out.
Yeah, this sucks and I hate it.
There's a surprise.
Well, I mean, the one sport that did the best job of determining which team was the best, truly the best, through an arduous and some would say even too long regular season is now going to completely cheapen that and chuck it out the window.
But it gives the Pirates a better chance of experience
October
baseball.
I don't care. At some point, a team that has a losing record I think a team that goes 80-82 at some point is going to get into the playoffs, get insanely red hot on some sort of fluky run, and win the World Series. And that team won't even be close to the best
team
in baseball.
Let me ask you a question about that, though. Do you have an issue, let's say, with, I don't know if they finished with a losing conference record. I think it was right at 500. But like when Connecticut won the national championship with Kemba Walker, and they were just a either below average or definition average college basketball team all year, and then won 6 games in March. Did that bother you the same way? Like, how would that be any different from what you just described?
Well, baseball's sheer length of season makes it different.
So there should be a reward for being good over a longer season.
It's 162 versus like 35.
Yeah.
Like, that's apples to oranges. That's almost 5 times as long as that season Kemba and those guys had. And didn't they also win the Big East tournament?
Yeah, they won their way in.
That by going 5 in a row?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Like, they ended the year, like, on an 11-game winning streak, which expressed as, like, relative to their actual length of season, is almost a third of their year.
Craig, right? Do you have a problem with this? You're a baseball guy. We pay you to talk about baseball. This is your baby.
So I don't love it because if you are a team that perennially struggles, you're not a good team. You have to.
So you're describing a team we know and watch.
You have to try really hard to get good, and you have to pursue a lot of different avenues to make the postseason then, because you have to be one of the best teams in the league. Now you're telling all those teams, you know what? Maybe you can still sneak into the playoffs, but you don't have to spend as much money as you did before to get in. You can still just be in the middle, and now you'll get into the postseason. I don't like encouraging more teams they can get in without having to do more. And I'm not saying that's why they did it, but I think that's how some teams
will
take it.
But I think it would discourage teams from tanking, because now they just have to get to average to make the playoffs.
They don't need to discourage teams from tanking. There's enough terrible teams in baseball anyways.
Well, the reason why I don't like it is because, unlike March Madness, which has a regular season, college basketball is a regular season that, unless you're a diehard, no one watches. But then everybody, the ratings and the amount of money CBS and Turner pay for it backs it up. Everybody, for the most part, watches the game, especially the early games when the tournament starts and everyone cares, maybe for the first 2 days and beyond that, depending on the year. And the sport has a month to itself. Baseball is going to try to roll this out in the middle of football season. And I think baseball should be doing the opposite. Instead of, and I know they're we know why they're doing this. They want the television networks to pay more money for more playoff games. They think that's where the real dollar signs come in, and they're probably right. But if they're trying to engage people into baseball and trying to create and draw in more fans, trying to create inventory in October is not the way to do it. It's to create meaning in the summer, when baseball has the sports landscape to itself. Baseball has, you know, training camp. Yes, it's the start of football season, but come on. And now, you know, there's going to be fewer and fewer preseason games, so the NFL will get pushed back even later for a lot of people. You need to make hay, and I think, in July and August. That's where baseball should be putting its efforts. Make those games feel big. And now those games are going to mean even less.
It just all gets lost in the interminable slog, because you're just trying. Like, what do we say about the NBA and the NHL? I think for different reasons, two leagues that can be at their best, a ton of fun to watch, even if there's like a random 8-7 game in the regular season in the NHL, it tends to fall by the wayside because you're just saying, ugh, get to the playoffs where half the league basically makes it, or more than half the league makes it, and then we can start the real version of hockey.
Well, and just
same
like
with the NBA.
Well, but here's the difference between those sports, and this is why it hurts baseball. I think if you just get into the baseball playoffs, there's reason to think you can win it. I think if you just get into the hockey playoffs, we've seen it, 8 seeds can win the Stanley Cup. We don't see that in basketball very rarely. The seeding, the quality of team you have, even if there are a lot of playoff games, there tend to be fewer upsets. I know this year is a bad time to make.
Well, this year basketball should be looking at neutral courts permanently, because I know that would bastardize the regular season, but if you want to juice up those playoffs, my God, yeah, that's the way to do it. It's obvious that has helped the playoffs be better in that sport. Anyway, I hate this, though. I hate this. Why does it always have to be? Why does it have to be, you know what? More playoffs. Yay!
I think we just found something that Chris and Greg Brown are going to agree on.
That is.
That doesn't happen every day.
No, you put a Venn diagram of those two together, there is no intersection.
The circles actually, if they ever get close, just bounce off each other.
I wonder if Greg,
fashion,
when he comes on at 5, is thinking to himself, man, I hate these expanded playoffs. Finds out that Chris also hates them, and because of that, totally flips and says, you know what, maybe Manfred and these owners are onto something.
He pulls a Big Ten. He goes 180 on it.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.